We are talking about spam this afternoon and how to protect yourself online and on with your mobile phones. Now, I've just had some quite disturbing revelations during the break there about various different things that I have done without realising and really exposed, I think, myself to spamming. So I think, you know, let's talk about what you should not be doing online and obviously with your mobile phones as well to hopefully avoid any kind of spam or smishing. There's a whole other vocabulary as well, which is I'm now learning about, which Sharif had mentioned. What's smishing?
So you know the normal phishing anyway. So trying to fish some information about you. So like I said at the beginning, it's most of the spammers trying to get more information about you, whether your email to again get you some spams or do some social engineering to get more information to harm you more or do theft. So as the technology gets more advanced, the spammers as well advance their techniques. So normal phishing starts, or the normal spam emails start blocked by the spam firewalls as getting hard. So they're shifting their activities to more technological way, like SMS. So that's the term SMS phishing, which is smishing. And a term for vishing, which is a voice over IP, where you get actually a text message from. So you can get a text message saying it sounds legit from its sort of do and asking you to do something else. So they try to get you trapped to do something. So that's the SMS phishing.
But voice over IP is not legal here. So
but you can get it from, you can get a number from UK or the US.
Right.
Spoofed number. It's not the actual number.
Like Skype?
Skype. So vishing, that's the phishing behavior. So
interesting.
Be careful. The best thing to do is Google yourself and Google your email address. See where you posted your email address. Never post your email address. Try to you'll find actually in some of the mailing lists and stuff, they actually say the ID without adding the at sign. They just say at AT space and try not to get the bots or the robots actually that scan pretty much all these and to capture all the email address. So try not to list your email address. Google yourself and try to remove yourself from lists.
It's very difficult not to. I mean, especially, I think, well, I can only speak for myself, obviously, in this. But, you know, what I do, I'm constantly sort of emailing people. I'm constantly, like, looking for guests, you know, and trawling the net, etc. And then, I mean, just even this morning, I think I did it. Whereby, you know, on web pages, there's not always a contact number or a direct email. There is a box.
See, that's good. That's no problem. But if you're, for instance, putting your email address as your Twitter profile or on Facebook or on a website, you have to stop harvesting, which is with these crawlers.
Another new word. What's that?
This is where the crawlers go out and harvest email addresses.
They literally crawlers.
The pieces of software that look over the internet looking for a valid email address. The second they get it, bang, added to the list, bang, off you go, spam. So what you have to do is munging. And munging is where
it's a whole new sort of tech dictionary.
Is where you obfuscate your email address by saying siobhan@gmail.com. So you spell out the at and dot, so it's not a valid email address in itself.
Okay.
So that way you can communicate your email address online without the bots being able to find you. Although of course the bots will also look for at and dot. So you might want to use leet.
What's that?
Try to be creative with anything. Anyway,
leet is where you substitute letters for numbers. Yeah.
Oh. So actually, you mean in your email address?
Yeah.
Well, that's what they say, I suppose, is to have. I suppose that's another way. Is it? Would you agree, Sharif,
yes,
to kind of hope to sort of protect yourself would be to have an extremely long and complicated email, which is really quite difficult, again, talking for myself in my kind of field where, I mean, Siobhan's already bad enough. You know, it's like, yeah, it's got a B and a H in it. I mean, then when you start adding letters and uppercase, lowercase, hyphen, this, that, and the other, it gets quite, you know, I suppose the key is you want to have something simple, but that's also
It doesn't actually friendly. Prevent much anyway, but it just added more hard to be harvested.
Okay. So what would you suggest then?
Try to put your emails in the trusted websites that actually prevent crawlers anyway. So there's a lot of technologies to prevent these anyway to happen. So use the trusted, legit sites when you want to communicate. Try to put your privacy on a Facebook in appropriate levels, what to share, what not to share. Don't share, don't click the share my email address to public. You can actually prevent listing from Google. Google yourself again, see where you are, and then try to reverse back.
Rama, what about you? I mean, do you suffer quite badly with spam?
Well, I mean, mostly though local spam. I mean, I haven't had a problem. I have a lot of spam filters for all the international pharmaceutical and other stuff. But I find events companies here to be the absolute worst
spammers. I would absolutely
and
agree.
As many times as you request to be safely unsubscribed from their lists, they find their way back and put you on those lists. And I actually, it's gotten to a point where they're so annoying. I'm rarely rude, but I'm actually rude to events companies.
I can't even find, there's one event company that, and I've never ever been to a single one of their events. So again, it goes back to that. Where did they get my?
Which one?
Yeah.
Name and shame, Siobhan.
Well, it's not just digital spam. I mean, they're the ones that send you reams and reams of paper to your PO boxes, and it's just, you know, it's horrible for the environment. It's horrible.
I'm amazed that there are marketers out there that still think that unsolicited communications are smart, because none of us do.
Yeah.
None of us want
exactly.
It.
And then now I've also realized that some of them will send you these HTML emails with broken unsubscribe links, so you can't unsubscribe because it's a no reply email, and then there's no unsubscribe.
So what do you do in that case then?
You get frustrated.
Yeah.
You complain to the TRA.
Try to utilize anti-spam. So actually, the trends, even in the, so maybe here is not in the region, not on the UAE only, it's not that common, but a lot of people are trying to do more subscribe to spam. So that get 75% of the spams being killed at the spam filters, whether it's for a free services like Google has some of them, or Spam Assassin that they call it.
Spam Assassin.
Yes. or some other. So the companies usually buy the spam. That's where we're making our money anyway. So I'm not trying to sell barcode, but whatever the spam services that you can get to kill it from the source. It's like when you open your mailbox in the US, you find mails that's just ads and catalogs and stuff. That's spam. So that comes from that even as well. When you open, you look at it, it looks spam, so you throw it away at the beginning. So from the mailbox, the same thing, same concept for emails. Trends actually changing. It's not only about the mail spams. We actually, since behaviors of the internet users actually changing to be more mobile, more actually 30-40% of your time, you told me, well, how much time you spend on the Facebook or Twitter. So twice the time that you do on the mail, you spend actually on the Facebook and Twitter and other social networking.
So, are you experience any spam coming through Facebook or Twitter? I mean, have you ever been sort of had any spam tweets?
I mean, I don't know about Twitter, but with Facebook, I've realized that all of a sudden, people I never thought I befriended, or you know, there are pages that send me information. Because I usually only befriend people, but now I have companies that have these user accounts, and they've been sending a lot.
You didn't
of spam.
Click want.
No, I didn't want.
You know that 86,000 machines a day.
Yeah.
Trying to fake or trying to say I am a legit user or a company or a page on a Facebook, trying to friend you to do a lot of harms. I'll talk about that later.
It's ubiquitous. I mean, Google Plus, Google Groups, all of these platforms have. I must say, the one area where we've cut down as a company on spam was moving everything to Google Docs.
Right.
And that really has slashed the amount of spam that we see. There's almost no need. Well, there is no need for spam filter. Google's doing the spam filtering.
What about things like Dropbox and all that kind of stuff?
Shouldn't be
Does
particularly
that make
relevant.
Any difference?
You know, just this file sharing
just
over
files,
there. So
right.
you're good there. But social networks for sure.
They try to hijack your links to click on the Dropbox to get some spams or actually worms and trojans anyway. So that's more of a hacking or to get you to drop and download some stuff. Mm. Just need to be very careful what you click on the web, because actually spammers moving to more web to catch you on the web, since you are becoming more on the web 2.0 kind of active.
We must take another quick break. We've got the news headlines coming up, and a couple of text messages have come through. A great one from Shahid, who we'll ask Gaith actually when we come back. He says, can you please ask the TRA to how they can help in fighting locally generated email spam and faxes? So we'll come back. We'll talk to you in details about that. Keep those questions coming through. We are talking about spam this afternoon. Do you suffer from it? And are there any advice that you'd like to also offer for us to us this afternoon? We've got the guys in the studio as well who can answer your questions. So send them in. We'll be back after the news.